Grants, loans, and scholarships. Let's take a look at these three. Grants are money that you do not need to pay back. Scholarships are monies that you do not need to pay back, and loans are money that you do need to pay back. Grants are monies that you get either from the government. If you get it from the government, it's usually because your income is low enough that you qualify. You may get grants from the actual college that you're applying for various reasons, but you do not have to pay those back. And they could be reoccurring. You could get those renewables, so year after year after year. You have to look at the grant to find out exactly how long it runs for. Usually the single requirement that you have for a grant is that you attend school at least half time. Some of them it's full time, but it's usually based on how long you go to school, and sometimes if you achieve a certain minimum grade point, like a 2 point. Scholarships are achieved. You go out, you apply for scholarships, you fill out certain essays or have certain events in your life or accomplish certain tasks. You can do these through the particular universities, or, which is more likely, you go through places like the Muskegon Community Foundation, or you go online to SallyMae.com, or you apply for the Building a Better World Scholarship. You earn the scholarship in competition with other people, then you take the monies that you've earned and you apply them to your tuition. You also have scholarships that come from the university themselves, which is based often on what you accomplished in high school, and these two get applied to your tuition. Sometimes the scholarships are a one-time deal. Sometimes the scholarships are renewable. And loans. Loans, now you have to pay back loans. Most people get their loans from the federal government. You can get we'll talk about this later, a subsidized or unsubsidized loan in which you either accrue interest or don't accrue interest until you get out of school. Or you can get loans from banks. I would never, ever, ever recommend that you get a loan for school from bank. And never, ever, ever would I recommend that you put your tuition or room and board on a credit card. That's just too costly. Better for you, if it comes down to that and go to school, to take a year off, work a couple jobs, bank some money, and then use that to go to school. The loans come with a payback schedule. And what you have is you have the principal plus the interest. And that payback schedule is set up by the federal government. You know that when you take out the loan. Loans become the most difficult part of making decisions financially when it comes to college. If you get a grant or if you get a scholarship, you don't pay that back. There's no lasting pull on you. But you've got to make some decisions on whether or not you take out the loans to go to college. I would say the biggest mistake that anybody could make in going to college is to sign on every single dotted line, take out every loan that's possible, and be left with an enormous amount of debt at the end of the day. I mean, in 2012, the average debt that a student has in loans is $25,500. That's a lot of money to be paying back when you get out of college. But the second biggest mistake you can make is to be afraid of taking out loans. You have to take on some risk. You need to get higher education in order to achieve the goals and dreams that you want in life, and so loans become necessary. What you have to be is intelligent when deciding what loans to take, what loans not to take, and the final amount of debt that you incur while going to college.